And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 23rd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Fisher, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Plymouth 995, expected Northwest France 1005 by 1800 Sunday. Low West France 995, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. North Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. South Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, good. Forties, southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 4 or less. Showers, good. Cromarty, southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable, then northwest 2 to 4. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forth Tyne, northeast, backing north 3 to 5. Rain at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, east or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, good. Humber, east 4 to 6, backing northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Thames, Dover, northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches later in Thames. Good, occasionally very poor later in Thames. White, Portland, cyclonic, becoming north 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Portland. Showers, perhaps thundery, good. Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Biscay. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, Fitzroy, north or northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fitzroy, decreasing 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Sole, Fastnet and Shannon, decreasing 3 to 5 in Irish Sea and Shannon. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Malin, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 except in Malin. Showers, good. Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming southwest 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree automatic, north by east 6, 19 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Wick automatic, south by east 2, slight rain, 1 mile, 1007, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 2, slight rain, 1400 metres, 1007, rising more slowly. Lucas, northeast 3, rain, 1500 metres, 1006, rising slowly. Boomer, north 2 mist, 1 mile, 1004, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west 2, 1001, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southeast by east 5, 5 miles, 999. Greenwich light vessel automatic, northeast 3, 2 miles, 998. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east northeast 2, 998, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast 2, 22 miles, 998, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north 3, 5 miles, 998. Scilly automatic, north northeast 5, missed, 3 miles, 1000, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, north 4, missed, 4 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberporth, north northwest 4, rain, 1200 metres, 1002, rising slowly. Valley, north 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north northeast 2, slight rain, 2 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Valentia, north by east 5, 22 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 6, 12 miles, 1002, now falling. Malin Head, north by west 6, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by north 5, 11 miles, 1006, now falling. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. Low pressure persists over the channel during Sunday, maintaining a strong northerly flow over the western waters. A ridge builds over the British Isles on Monday, but a band of rain pushes south across Scotland, bringing a strong southwesterly flow there. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or 4, becoming northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest later. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast 2 to 4, backing north 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 2 to 4, backing north 4 or 5. Occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 4 or less, becoming northerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, drizzle with fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly 2 to 4, but 5 to 7 in west, backing northwesterly, veering northerly later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly 3 to 5, but 6 or 7 in west. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Mull of Galloway, veering northeast 2 to 4. Rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, northwest 5 or 6, veering north or northeast, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less later. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, becoming fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's the end of another day here on BBC Radio 4. Thank you for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, or in Manx, Evie.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service with me, Tanya Beckett. Questions are brewing over America's commitment to the NATO Security Alliance, and much of it comes back to money.
Previous secretaries of defense had made the same point. President Trump was just much more direct in his demands and requests of allies.
But all this leaves Europe feeling exposed in the face of the threat from Russia.
We can see that imposing sanctions and isolating Russia from the West is not enough. NATO needs to restrain Putin and the Kremlin militarily.
European nations are scrambling to respond.
All of this leads, I think, the rest of NATO to feel rather confused.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, do we need a new NATO? Join me, Tanya Beckett, on The Inquiry after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The detained mayor of Istanbul has dismissed allegations against him as immoral and baseless in a statement released by his office as he appeared in a Turkish court. Ekrem İmamoğlu was earlier questioned over accusations of corruption and abetting a terrorist group. The deputy chairman of Turkey's opposition CHP party, İlhan Özgül, has told the BBC it will stand by its decision to nominate him as its candidate in the next presidential election.
We're not going to give up. We're not going to back down. That Mr. İmamoğlu is our candidate in the upcoming presidential elections. We're not going to change our minds under these circumstances. So we're going to see if he is going to be released or he's going to be arrested.
Mr. İmamoğlu's arrest has led to massive protests in many cities. Israel's opposition leader has called for a general strike if Benjamin Netanyahu's government insists on sacking the country's internal security chief. Yair Lapid was addressing thousands of demonstrators in Tel Aviv. The Supreme Court has suspended the dismissal. Here's Charles Haviland.
Mr. Lapid told the crowd that if the government disobeyed the top court and dismissed the Shin Bet leader, it would become a government outside of the law. The Prime Minister insists Ronan Bar must go and is also moving to get rid of the Attorney General. Street demonstrators opposing such moves say they seek to preserve democracy. Some of those in Tel Aviv also called for an end to bloodshed in Gaza, urging the freeing of hostages or holding photos of Palestinian children killed by this week's Israeli airstrikes. A man in Gaza City said the latest strikes killed seven members of his family.
Palestinian media sources say an Israeli airstrike has killed a senior Hamas political leader, Salah al-Bardawil, in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. There's been no word from Israel. Mr. al-Bardawil.